Welcome into the MTOM Show podcast. I'm Paul Yeager, and we are at the Iowa State Fair. We're in the middle of one of the livestock areas, and we're with a very special young 4-H'er, Mason Shala. You're not even 14 yet.
I know.
You are? Your dad didn't know your age then. I'm going to call your dad out. When did you turn 14?
Oh, on Monday.
See, that's why. Parents, we get a little busy, wrapped up. So he's 14, and he has the grand champion 4-H steer right here behind us. What's that mean to you when you, when I say that to you, has it sunk in yet?
No, not really. Starting to, but it's fun and it's awesome.
Tell me about Donkey.
Oh, he's been a fun steer. He was a little ornery right when we got him. Then working with him every day, he kind of calmed down and kind of been a nice little friend to have.
Friend? You call Donkey a friend?
Yeah.
Well, you have to for as much time as you spend with him, right? So a little backstory. When you win most cattle shows, it's the same. But the judge came around. When you see the judge walking around and you hear the judge talk, do you think he's coming for me?
Yeah, kind of.
But you did? You did?
It's kind of different every single time. But I think he really liked mine. He kept looking at it, and I was really excited.
So the judge walks out, slaps the back side. What are you thinking then?
It's fun, and it was cool.
It was cool?
Yeah.
Tell me about the work that you've done with Donkey.
Every morning, we put him in the cooler. Well, first we wash him, and then brush him and put him in the cooler. Then we leave him in there for a while. Then about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we go in there again and rinse him, wash him, keep him nice and cold so that it grows more hair. Whenever it cools down, so about midnight or 11 o'clock, we let him out of the cooler.
So this is what you, how long have you been doing this?
Put them in about April 1st.
So since April, been doing, that's a lot of work since April. And when was Donkey born? How old?
He would have been born not last winter, the winter before.
Okay, so we're about 18 months?
Yeah.
Is this your first animal?
No, I had a steer last year, and then I had a steer the following year.
So you're showing steers when you're 11, almost 12, yeah. 12, almost 13, now 13 and 14. What have you gained over those years?
First year, I won my county fair. And the second year, I didn't have the best one my second year, but it was fun that I worked harder and harder every year than I ended up having this one.
Your county fair is Johnson, or are you Washington? You're Washington, so you're from Riverside, Iowa?
Yeah.
So that is south of Iowa City, for those who might not know in Iowa. Tell me about your farm. What's it like?
We have cows, hogs, and we row crop.
Do you show any hogs?
Yes.
You do?
As I showed here, and I had reserve a heavyweight division.
What breed?
Crossbred.
What's the difference between showing in the hog barn versus the cattle barn?
Hogs are a lot easier because you just walk them every day. Then hogs are mostly about feeding, what they get for feed. Then a cattle are mostly hair, like brushing them and working with them.
Do you do all the brushing?
Yeah, with this one, then my brothers and sisters have their own calves and they do theirs.
So tell me about your family. Who else is in your family?
Mom, Dad, Jana, and Nick, and my brother's sisters. Avery's my older sister. Rylan, he's a couple years older than me. And Parker's my little brother. Then I have a little sister, Evelyn.
And Evelyn, is Evelyn basically like 3 months old?
She's 5 months old.
I happen to be behind your sister, and I didn't realize it yesterday. Standing, taking video, and every time your sister is looks like has a future in loving shows.
Yes,
just was seen to be loving it all.
She loves it. Mom takes her to the cattle barn a lot. She loves it up there.
And There's a photo I'm going to put up now, and I'm going to show it to you that I took yesterday. This is one of those things that you just don't know what you're going to have. But that was the backside. When you see a photo that looks like that, what do you think?
It's cool.
What's cool about it?
Just how he was so hair and how he looked so good out there and kind of stuck out.
What do you think the judge saw in Donkey?
How he was so hairy and he walked good and he's kind of like, his hair theme was so like cool and it kind of stuck out and all that from the other ones.
Now, Donkey is what type of breed?
He's a Here I Am.
A what?
A Here I Am. Or sorry, that's a sire. He's a crossbred with
okay.
breed.
So, do you think that the breed, I mean, everyone knows an Angus or a Hereford or something and, you know, the basic colors. Do you think that, and I won't say it's an exotic breed, but a non-traditional breed, do you think shows better?
Yes.
Is bred to show?
Yes, he's bred to show.
Was he born on your farm?
No. He was born in Iowa, though, but not on my farm. We bought him from somebody.
You bought him? What did you help buy him?
Yeah, no, I kind of leave that up to my mom and dad.
You're just the one left the keys to
yeah.
do all the feeding.
Yeah.
Your mom and dad, they were pretty proud yesterday. What'd they tell you after you won?
Hard work pays off, and they're happy.
Then I'll go back to your family, your older brothers and sisters. Have they shown and have they had the success that you've had?
Yes, my older sister Amber, she actually won it last year.
She won the same competition?
Yeah.
So now it's the dynasty. You think that?
Yeah.
What? All right, so did she give you any tips?
Yeah, she helped me out a lot in the barn.
What's her name?
Avery.
Okay, so Avery won this last year, and she offers, do you review each other? And
yeah.
say you could do this a little different, you
yeah,
could do
all
that?
Sit down. Yeah, we all help out each other, it's a family thing. And we kind of all help each other and all give you all each other pointers and all that.
What's a pointer that she gave?
Oh, she was just telling me how to show him and how to like, keep his legs set up the right way. And because every calf's different. She's kind of, since she's older, she's done it a lot longer. She kind of knows what to do.
Now I have a near 14-year-old at home and I keep telling him that I have interviewed a lot of 13 and 14-year-olds this week, just not on purpose. And I just met somebody who's 14 that's dominant in the food. Your age group, there's a lot of you that are pretty darn talented at the fair. What's in that, what's in the 2009, 2010 era? Do you think you guys are gonna rule the fair? What else do you do?
I farm, help my parents on the farm. And my grandma, grandpa, and I like hunting and fishing.
What do you like to hunt for?
Deer.
Are you a crossbow guy, or you're a muzzle loader, or you're a shotgun?
Shotgun.
What do you like to fish for?
Me and my brother, we have a boat, and we go on the, because we have a river right by our house, we go fish on the river for flathead and catfish.
So, fishing for catfish is a long process, too. You set a lot of lines?
Yeah, we set a lot of bank lines.
Are there any bank lines out right now that you're going to hope?
No, the river's too low.
Oh, the river's too low.
Yeah, we haven't been able to do it much this year since the river's so low. We got to do it twice early on, but that's pretty much it.
So you are in the middle of a very large, busy place, high traffic. The Iowa State Fair Big Bowl, the Governor's Charity Steer Show next to you, and then down the line, goats and hogs. This is like the all-star barn. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
What's it like to be in this all-star barn?
It's fun. It's cool.
You've said that a lot. Is cool like your go-to word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Has it hit you yet? Even before, just as we were starting to record, a couple people were coming up, shaking your hand, saying congratulations. What have people been telling you?
And your steer stuck out and he looked really cool and I did a good job on him. Everybody keeps saying he's real fluffy.
And do you believe that?
Yeah, he's real fluffy.
Are you wishing that maybe you named him Fluffy instead?
Yes and no.
What about, have you talked to anybody that probably's not on the farm today that's been going by in this busy place?
Yeah.
And what have they been asking?
What's his breed and what's his name and how you giving that hairy and all that.
And you say genetics, right?
Yeah, and work, brush.
Cold temperatures.
Yeah.
How long did the process take yesterday to get show ready?
First thing they had to start feeding on him, make a big belly. And we got to wash him, get him all nice and clean. And we fit the legs, like, roll and make him look bigger. Then then get the hair look nice and take him up to the ring.
After the show, when you get done with all those photos, you had to take all these pictures. Do you know everybody that was in the photos?
Not we met a lot, but not all of them.
But you have the one from last year standing in there by your sister,
yeah.
Right? Were you in it last year?
Yeah.
Where's that picture in your house?
In our main room, right on the wall.
So now your picture better be right there, right? Have you told Mom that?
Yeah.
Says, I want my picture right there.
Yep.
So after all the photos, then what happened?
We took him back to the stall, gave him a drink, because it was a little hot. Then we broke him down and put a breakdown in his legs, get all the glue out, rinse him.
Yeah.
Got him nice cold, cooled him down, and blew him out, and took him over here.
And you were still able to do all that last night,
even
though it got late? And then, are you sleeping next to him?
No, I went up to the camera.
You got to get him ready one more time.
Yeah.
Does that start to set in yet?
Kind of. It's going to be kind of sad.
Tell me what that's going to be like.
It's going to be hard.
Because you have to get him ready for a big sale.
Yep.
Sale of Champions. Again, I guess I'll ask, having your sister and your family go through it, does that, you think, prepare you a little bit?
Yeah, it's helping out a lot. Just to know what it's kind of like, you know.
I've seen a lot of tears in there, and you're not going to be the first or the last.
No.
You think you'll cry?
Probably.
It's okay.
It's been so close to him.
But that's part of, that's part of farming. It's a lesson that, did you think you were going to have that lesson this week?
I don't know. There's a lot of good calves at IRC here.
When you walked through, when you're in the ring, getting ready for your class, looking around, did you go, hey, we got a shot in this one?
Yes and no, because the one behind me was really good too in class. That's what, you find it feel good getting around that one, because I was kind of nervous about that one, getting around that one.
Big shoulders, big legs, big backside. Is that what you saw that you liked?
Yeah.
Hair, posture.
Yeah, he was really hairy.
And then, so going through the sale, so it's an annual sale of champions. Everybody that's in here is going to go through a sale. Going through that process, and then you get to basically one last goodbye.
No.
You're not supposed to have those lessons, but that's part of it.
Yeah, it's part of farming, part of 4-H.
What's next for you? You're going to be in what, 8th grade?
Yeah.
So 8th grade at what school?
Lone Tree.
At Lone Tree. What do you do at Lone Tree schools?
Just kind of learn and do a buffet, and I don't do no sports. So I go home and help on the farm.
It's no time for sports.
No. So do these things.
Will you do other shows or?
Yes.
What other shows are you going to go to?
I'll go to Kansas City. There's a show down there, but I got different calves for that. Then Denver, I'll go to Denver. That's this winter. Then kind of start back up with another group of these and Beef Expo that's here and hold a little spring shows and all that. And
what's it like going to the other shows? Is it
fun.
The same?
Yeah, not as fun as this, but it's fun.
So this is this like the top fun here?
Yeah.
Why?
It's getting so big, and it's so many camps here, and all my friends are here, and all.
I've noticed a lot of people coming up to you, that I have to be friends. Did anybody new show up that maybe from the home area that kind of sought you out after they heard you won?
Yeah, there's been a lot of people I don't know real good come up to the two.
That's kind of fun. They're all wanting to talk to you. Yeah. Anybody taking a picture with you?
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
So is that why you put on a collared shirt and everything today?
Oh, my mom said I had to do this, so I had to do.
Otherwise, what would you have been in?
Just a normal t-shirt.
Okay, so mom and dad and your brothers and sisters, and you'll go through and you'll have the sale. What's the next animal for you? Do you have one pick that you think
might? Yeah, I already have one actually in the cooler right now. He's for Kansas City, so we're starting to get him ready and starting to grow hair on him.
So did your sister compete this year in the in the steer show? So you beat your sister?
Yeah.
Did you think you would?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes and no, but yeah.
So now will there be competition for the next next year?
Yeah. Well, she's a senior this year, so she won't have one here next year.
Okay.
She'll still be able to do Kansas City and all that this year.
And you'll want to beat her?
Yeah.
What about your brother?
Yeah, he'll show next year. This was actually supposed to be his calf.
It was?
But this winter, he's kept my other brother so small. This one was a little ornery at first, so he couldn't handle it, so I had to handle it for him. So he was kind of disappointed that he didn't get to show it.
That's what I was going to ask. Does he have a little regret?
Yeah.
How did your family help him? But we talked about reviewing things and feedings and walkings, things like that.
We do it all as a family. And my dad and my little brother do the morning shift. We rinse in the morning. And my mom and my brother and my other sisters do the other shift, the night shift.
Do you, and is that every day? Is there ever a
every
day off?
No, that's not really an every day off. Before this and now, no.
So when you say your cattle and your hogs and crops, but basically, I mean, are you a show family farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, your animals are for show.
Yes. Then we still have a whole bunch of finisher hogs that are in hog buildings, and we have normal cows.
Okay.
We have a lot of normal cows and a lot of normal fit, just hogs to feed out and sell.
I know there's a lot of money put into this. What's the prize money going to be for you? What are you going to do?
Buy, I don't know, maybe buy a farm someday or maybe calves next year or something.
And they would be yours. And have you found anywhere that will cash the big check?
No.
Can't take that to the bank in Riverside and say, I'll sign the back if you want. No?
I might keep it and maybe when I'm older, try to spend it on a farm or help out on a farm or a tractor or something.
Yeah. So farming's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Will you go, you said your sister's a senior. Is she leaving to go to college or anything?
She's going to Iowa State actually this week. She's first class.
Do you think you'll follow and go to Iowa State or are you going to find a new path?
I just farm straight
farm. Get involved. All right. Well, Mason, I appreciate it. Was this so bad?
Not bad. I thought it'd be worse.
It's just, that's the reputation I get. It's very much a pain in the butt to talk to. I guess I'll close with this, Mason. Again, is this a life memory for you?
Yes.
Why?
It's because it's really hard to do this. You know, I'll always tell my children and all that. It was fun. And it was cool.
Have you done a lot of selfies or anything with Donkey over the years?
Oh, yeah.
Or over the time and posted on your social media?
I don't have any of that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Your parents will, they'll be in the book because the most important thing is he wants to be on the wall. I want you to also look into there and say thank you to your parents and your brothers and sisters for everything they've done.
Yeah, I really appreciate my parents and my brothers and sisters. They've been a lot of help. I wouldn't be able to do this without them.
It's a team effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Macy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mason Shalit from Riverside, Iowa, and that's the 4-H Market Steer, and it's a big deal. 1,300 and what?
55 pounds.
1,355 pounds of pure Iowa beef right behind us. Thanks for watching the MTON Show Podcast. New episodes come out each and every Tuesday here from Market to Market. I'm Paul Yeager. Thank you so very much for watching. Have a great week.